Now I have to explain, you know, in India, Chotanagpur Plateau, different plateaus and Deccan type regions are the most important for mining activity. But you know, mining is also called killer industry because it is dangerous for health of mining workers. Secondly, sometimes mine causes land subsidence. Third is, due to the mine activity, poisonous gas are emitted that is injurious to the health, like carbon dioxide, carbon monoxide, sulfur dioxide, methane, etc. You know, even it causes some principal physical hazards like noise or noise pollution, segmental vibrations, heat, change in barometric pressure, and ionizations and radiation problem. That is why mining is called killer industry. You know, nowadays it is high time to conserve the minerals. So our next topic is conservation of minerals. So I have to say some points why we need to conserve and how we need to save our minerals. Like, first one is utilization of mineral in planned and sustainable manner. Second is recycling and reuse of metals. Third is use of alternative renewable substitutes, like by using up solar energy instead of thermal energy, etc. Technology should be improved to use the low grade ore profitability. So these are some processes through which we can conserve minerals. The next thing I have to explain, the energy resources. You know, energy resources means such kind of resource through which we can get energy or power. There are two type of energy resources, as you know already, that is traditional energy resources and non-traditional, or conventional energy resources and non-conventional energy resources. First one I have to say about traditional or conventional energy resources. You know, these conventional energy resources are those resources which are being used from the past so long period of time, and by using up simple techniques and very low quality of technological improvement. You know, there are different types of traditional energy resources are there. First one is thermal energy by combustion of coal. And second one is petroleum, that is liquid energy. So one by one I have to explain the traditional energy resources. So first one is coal. You know, coal is an important resource that contains carbon. According to the concentration of carbon, there are four type of coal are exist in our nature as well as in India. First one is anthracite coal. In anthracite coal, the rate of carbon concentration is very high. That is why anthracite is one of the high grade coal where carbon concentration is more than 80%. Next is bituminous coal. Bituminous is very moderate quality coal where carbon content is 60 to 70%. Next is reddish colored coal, that is called lignite. Carbon concentration is 50 to 60%. And last one, very low grade coal, is called peat, P-E-A-T, peat coal. Here carbon concentration is less than 40 or 30%. So according to the carbon concentration, there is four type of coal: anthracite, bituminous, lignite and peat. Next thing is, according to the mode of occurrence or geological time scale, there is different type of coals that exist. First one is, that is important, that is for Gondwana coal. Gondwana coal means during the time of Pangaea broken, that time Gondwana land is a place where the maximum concentration of natural vegetation is there. India once upon a time was a part of Gondwana land. So in India, coal occurs in rock series of two main geological ages. First one is Gondwana, or second one is Tertiary. So in India, according to geological ages, there is two age of coal is exist: Gondwana age coal and Tertiary age coal. You know, a little over 200 million years in age, that is the case of Gondwana coal. And in Tertiary deposit or Tertiary age of coal, the age is 55 million years only. That means Gondwana coal is more suitable rather than Tertiary coal, because the time is maximum in Gondwana. The major resources of Gondwana coal, which are metallurgical coal, and are located in specifically Damodar Valley in West Bengal and Jharkhand. Even after Jharia, Raniganj, Bokaro are the important coal fields. Next thing is most important. The Godavari, Mahanadi and Son and the Wardha valleys are the, also the concentrations of this kind of Gondwana coal in South India. Next is tertiary coal occurs in the northeastern states of India. Basically, seven sisters like Meghalaya, Assam, Arunachal Pradesh, Nagaland, Sikkim, Tripura. These all northeastern states where tertiary coals are found. Keep in mind, in India, Gondwana coal is mostly found rather than the tertiary coal. And according to the carbon concentration in India, lignite coal is maximum found. In India, largest coal field is Jharia coal field. Sometimes, even after nowadays, after over excavations of Jharia coal field, Korba is India's largest coal field that is exist in Chhattisgarh. That is the largest coal field in India. Korba, K-O-R-B-A. Next thing is basically petroleum. You know, petroleum is also called liquid energy. You know, in petroleum, maximum petroleum or petroleum occurrence found in Mumbai High, that is the Arabian Sea or in front of Maharashtra coast, that is Mumbai High is the largest petroleum reserve of India. You know, in Mumbai High, India 63% petroleum can be found. Similarly, 18% petroleum exists in Gujarat, that is Jamnagar, and 16% in Assam, Digboi, the oldest petroleum reserves of Asia. These are important in petroleum. So, petroleum is called liquid energy. Next thing is important, that is called natural gas. You know, natural gas is an important clean energy resource found in association with or without petroleum. You know, basically it is used as source of energy as well as an industrial raw material in petrochemical industries. Even after, you know, natural gas is considered an environment or eco-friendly fuel because it has low carbon concentrations. You know, the largest reserve of natural gas have been discovered in Krishna Godavari Basin. So there is an important question, largest natural gas reserve in India, that is Krishna Godavari River Basin. Even after, we have the longest natural gas pipeline from Hazira, Bijaipur to Jagdishpur. Hazira, specifically, that is exist in Gujarat, Bijaipur exists in Madhya Pradesh, and Jagdishpur exists in Uttar Pradesh. This is the longest natural gas pipeline in India with a length of 1700 kilometers. Basically, compressed natural gas or CNG moves from these places. Next one is electricity. You know, in India as well as world, electricity is one of the most important because, you know, without electricity, no industrial development and no socio-economic development can be found. That is why electricity is very important. According for your study, I am going to explain two type of electricity in India. First one is hydro power and second one is thermal power. You know, hydro power is from water. That means in the top margin of the mountain or mountainous region where the velocity of water, river water is very high, then by utilization of this river water velocity, we can use hydroelectricity power generations through dam constructions. In India, 25% of electricity done through hydroelectricity. Even after, the largest hydroelectricity power plant is in Koyna River or Koyna Dam region in Maharashtra. Whereas thermal electricity maximum utilization we can found in India, that is 65%. That means as compared to all type of electricity, thermal electricity maximum usage exists in India, 65%. You know, Vindhyanchal thermal plant is the largest in Singarauli district of Madhya Pradesh. That is the largest thermal power plant. You know, there are over 310 thermal power plants exist in India. Some other important names are like in Uttar Pradesh, that is Panki, in Bihar, Barauni, in West Bengal, Durgapur, in Odisha, Talcher, in Madhya Pradesh, that is Singadauli, Amarkantak, in South India, that is in Tamil Nadu, Neyveli, Thoothukudi. These are some important places of thermal power stations. These all are type of basically traditional energy resources. Now I am going to discuss about the non-conventional or non-traditional energy resources. You know, non-conventional energy resources are mostly eco-friendly in nature. These are called non-conventional because the process utilized here are not traditional. Here is modern tools and techniques are used in this kind of energy generations. But till now in India, traditional energy resources are maximum rather than non-conventional or non-traditional energy resources. According to your NCERT curriculum, there is lots of non-conventional energy resources exist. First one I have to discuss, that is nuclear or atomic energy. You know, nuclear or atomic energy basically found from uranium, thorium, etc. You know, basically uranium and thorium, which are available in Jharkhand and Aravalli range of Rajasthan, are used for generating of atomic or nuclear power. You know, there is a special note, in Kerala, monazite sand, one of the important source of thorium in India as well as world also. For your note, largest nuclear power plant exists in Kundalkulam nuclear power plant. Again, I say largest nuclear power plant is Kundalkulam nuclear power plant. Even after there is lots of nuclear power plants that exist in India, basically one of the most important, that is Tarapur in Maharashtra, Narora in Uttar Pradesh, Rawalpindi in Rajasthan, Kaiga in Karnataka, Kalpakkam in Tamil Nadu. So these are important nuclear power resources or power plants. Next one is solar energy. You know, nowadays solar energy is an important energy resources. First airport in India, that is 100% solar power plant exists. That is, that means that particular airport runs through 100% solar energy, that is Kochi International Airport in Kerala. You know, the largest private company entrepreneurship solar plant name is Kamurthy Solar Power Plant in Tamil Nadu, that is by Adani Group. But largest in India, that is exist in Bhuj, Madhya Pradesh. These are important in solar energy resources. In this solar energy resources, we are using solar plates for micro and macro usage purpose of energy. Basically nowadays, Sundarban is one of the important region. Even after Jaipur is one of the important city for solar power generation. Even after our national capital Delhi, using solar power stations in the national highway portion of regions. Next thing is wind energy. You know, India has a great potential of wind power. The largest wind farm cluster located in Tamil Nadu, that is from Nagarkoli to Madurai. The other places are Karnataka, Gujarat, etc. You know, next important is biogas energy. You know, biogas energy is important. Biogas basically, that means methane. Similarly, the methane village in Gujarat is the largest biogas reserve in India. And the biogas plant are set up at municipal, cooperatives and individual level also. The plant using cattle dung or cattle dung are known as, basically, you all know, that is gobar gas plant in rural areas. So this provide twin between the farmer in the form of energy and improve the quality of nature, even after the manures. So largest biogas is methane village in Gujarat. Next is tidal energy resources. You know, by the using of the velocities of high tide, we can use a tidal energy by using of turbines or water turbines. Largest tidal energy reserve exists in Gulf of Kutch in Gujarat and other places like Gulf of Khambhat, Sundarban Delta region. These are the places of tidal energy in India. The next one is geothermal. You know what is geothermal? By using of earth heat means like by using of hot springs, we can use this one as thermal or geothermal energy purposes. You know, nowadays in India, there is no official utilization of geothermal power, but for laboratory work, some places are found. First is important, Parvati Valley near Manikaran in Himachal Pradesh and Puga Valley in Ladakh are the important places of geothermal energy resources. Even PDF, last page, I provide you some important mines and energy plants in India. So you have to follow this all informations, specifically in the last page, important mines and energy plants in India for your study as well as map only. So this is a chapter you need to study. So in this chapter, our main objective to identify the important minerals, their utilizations, to know about the fact about conventional and non-conventional energy resources for our utilizations and sustainability. Thank you.